So it's on the this like question of terminology. How do we talk about Buddha nature? So talk about Buddha nature as who we are, not something we have, but this is who we are at our core, or when you get right down to it, and if we if and that and we give it a name. We call it Buddha nature, or we call it nature of mind, or Dharmakaya, or three kayas, or whatever it is. We give these names, and then the question is for us as beings, like, how do we bring this out? How do we develop it? And then we get into using terminology to distinguish like different states. So we talk about our ground Buddha nature, ground nature of mind, the path, and the fruition. We talk about our ordinary, quote unquote, impure, deluded state where we don't see this nature. We have some maybe intuitive sense of it, some inkling that's what's brought us here, and that we call an impure state. Then as we're practicing on the path, the stains are the stains, the sort of delusion or the distortions of that Buddha nature, nature of mind, become more, I don't know, like sorry, I'm losing words in the moment. The distortions become diminished. They don't, they're first, they're very coarse, then they become more refined and clearer and all, and then this is the path state, and then the resultant state is the ground Buddha nature, free of this distortion or the stains or what covers over it, or as they say, technically adventitious stains. And then you have this twofold purity, purity of the ground and the purity of the result, and it's fused. But along the way, we also use other terms to be able to talk about the process on the path and the different Buddhist traditions, both philosophical traditions and practice traditions, use different terminology. So you have certain terms used in a Mahayana context. You have terms used in a Vajrayana context. And then in my case, my background in my practice path is Mahamudra of the Dakpo Kagyu. And then we have the terminology we use in the Mahamudra tradition. So for example, in the Mahayana tradition, we talk about Buddha nature. I've just been saying that. In Mahamudra, we talk more about the nature of mind, ordinary mind. And in Vajrayana, we have a lot of complexities that we're using as means for bringing out this Buddha nature or revealing to ourselves our own nature of mind, our own luminosity that is inseparable from its own emptiness. And also, then again, going back to Buddha nature, then the big question is like, if this is what sentient beings are, then why are they confused? Why are they suffering? Why are they not Buddhas? Because they are Buddhas, but they're not Buddhas. And so then there's also language in terms for talking about how beings are in a deluded state and how they develop. And we get into the these pair of terms sometimes. The naturally abiding gotra, or the or sometimes naturally present gotra, and the evolving gotra, or there are many different ways of translating that. The naturally present gotra is our ground Buddha nature, what's always there, but then there are the supporting conditions and practices and things we do that bring this out and make this fully manifest. And that all falls under this term and idea that there's a developmental quality or developmental phase or evolving gotra. So it's not just if we sit and do nothing that our Buddha nature, I mean, it's there, it's present, and yet we aren't fully aware of it or fully experiencing it if we experience suffering, for example. And in the Vajrayana, the methods we use are based on who we are. So we are embodied beings. Human beings are embodied beings. And our methods are based on our physical body and our mind. And so we're using our cognitive processes, and we're using our physical body. So typically we start in Vajrayana with deity yoga, with a generation phase, which is a more cognitive one. It's more imaginative, if you want. It's a transformation of our conceptual mind, for example. And then this is paired with the completion phase, which is our more subtle and refined methods that in our Kagyu tradition are called the six dharmas of Naropa, and they're based on the physical body that we have as human beings, which is also called Vajra body. And one of the things that the seventh Karmapa, Chodrak Chamso, said, which is brought out in Rangchung Dorje's text called The Profound Inner Principles and Jungan Kanchul's commentary on that, is that what we call Vajra body in Vajrayana is this evolving gotra in the Mahayana. And so this can be very helpful for practitioners to understand, so that we understand how the methods work and we have more confidence in them and in ourselves in our practice of them. And this ties back to how my teacher, Kenpo Soltram Chamso, has always taught, which is emphasizing view. So understanding what it is we're doing and then how it all works, with more emphasis on the understanding of like what it is we're doing, the principles of our practice. And I found that extremely helpful as someone who began thinking, oh, I just want to meditate. I just want to bring out my full potential of wisdom and compassion. Whatever it was I sensed that was there, and it's what brought me to this path. But quickly found that if you don't have a clear understanding, whatever that may mean for you wherever you are, that you'll start asking questions and you won't really be able to resolve them necessarily just through a path of meditation as a beginner.